Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yes. Hannah and Freya, you dirty girls. Hi, welcome to Project XXX. How are you? I'm Hannah. What's your name?
Hi, Hannah. I'm Freya.
That's crazy. Right? As every week, we're called the same things.
We're the same people, and we're still good. And we also have a special guest who we proclaimed was an expert on the female orgasm earlier.
Oh, I like that.
Go on. Introduce yourself, my love.
Hello, I'm Kelsey. I am 21, and I really like having sex. And I enjoy a good orgasm.
Yay!
So that's applause. My intro.
I love that. That was the best intro we've actually... I think it's the best intro we've had.
It's the best intro I've ever heard.
I'm sold.
Sold.
So, Kelsey, we're going to be talking about the female orgasm today. We've proclaimed you as an expert, but what is your connection with the female orgasm? Tell the audience so they know that why we brought you on.
So specifically, like, to do with uni, I decided to do my dissertation, which is a performance disc, because I do theatre studies, about, like, the orgasm gap particularly. But then as I've done, like, exploration, I've realised, actually, wow, like, we should probably celebrate this thing that instead has not been for a long time. So
absolutely,
that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Can you quickly explain what the orgasm gap is?
Yeah, I was going to ask. I actually don't know what that is.
But orgasm gap, I can't give you any statistics because basically, like, all the research is pretty flawed. Like, one of the research studies was a man who just slept with, like, 7 women and was like, oh, this is what different orgasms are. But basically, the orgasm gap is where basically a lot of men will end sexual intercourse with an orgasm, whereas women don't and tend to not broach the subject. So, yeah.
I do have a little statistic.
Oh!
I looked it up. So, according to the Journal of Sex Research, in 2010, 50% of US women fake their orgasms.
Yeah.
And according to the orgasm frequency in the US, in the archives of sexual behaviour, I can't read my own handwriting, in 2017, 95% of men, heterosexual men, have orgasms. And only 65% of heterosexual women.
Yeah. Crazy.
That
I believe it, though.
Is the orgasm gap. Gap between...
Like the wage gap.
Yeah.
If the currency was coming.
Well, like
the currency. The currency.
The currency. The currency.
Yeah. Get it?
I do get it.
Thank you. I'm here for an hour. But that's a really interesting topic. And you said you're going to do a performance. So...
Yeah.
How will you perform? I guess you don't mean you'll be doing...
I won't be having
you will be masturbating.
Stage, no. As much as I would like to say, that would be a
it is
pioneering
performance.
Project.
If it's art, then it's fine,
yeah,
right?
Anything goes, right? No. Well, basically, I really want to perform, like, kind of elements of stand-up. It is in, like, a really, like, fetal stage at the minute where I'm just, like, exploring different ideas, but... I do have to kind of do it, like, autobiographical because I'm not really allowed to use other people's material, but I am trying to collect a lot of, like, anonymous data and, like, kind of forming my own research around the orgasm gap in the UK and particularly within our age group and at uni. So my favourite thing that I have done so far, though, was creating a mini 2-minute performance where I basically ran around a clit clock, which is basically a theory that every woman's clitoris works like a clock. So you have, like, the different times that follow it around in a little circle, and basically different times will get different people off.
So, like, so we were talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
When Kelsey came and, like, we kind of met Kelsey and had and I was trying
to... Did you figure it out?
We were trying to think, yeah. So I went home and I was like, right, where's my time on the click clock? And I was right. It's a midday 11:30 sort of situation.
I love that for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I still stand by my 7 p.m.
Click
I'm
clock.
An evening orgasm.
Yeah.
So I'm a midday orgasmer.
Yeah, mine's 3 p.m. always. I try it in different positions, but always 3 p.m. on the click clock.
I love click clock.
It also sounds like clip clop.
It does sound like clip clop.
It sounds really silly.
Clip clop, clip clop.
Yeah, that's amazing though. Like, I never really thought about that because a clit is so small.
Yeah.
You wouldn't really think that different positionings on this tiny little, well, it's not that small, but it's not like fair. Exactly. That's very true. That's very true.
And can I throw in Freya's famous fact for a second?
Throw it in.
Right. So the bit that you can see of the clitoris
on
the outside is only a very, very tiny part of the actual clitoral structure. I feel like I'm talking to the, like preaching to the converted here, because both of you know, but if you're out there. So basically, like, your clitoris under the clitoral hood in the front, that's a little bit you can see, but it goes like through the whole kind of organs of the vagina and the vulva and that whole area. So where you have like the G spot, which is supposed to be internal, it's actually just rubbing against the other side of your clit from the inside?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, there's an Instagram page where they draw the clitoris.
That is.
I can't remember what they're called.
I think it's Duvet Days.
Oh.
I believe. It might be a different
clitoricity one. Clitoricity or something like that, but we can find out. But they like draw the whole clitoris on like the streets and like colour it in, and we'll do different ones and they'll write, what is this? And then people come along and they're like, oh, it's an octopus. Or like all these like crazy things, because it's like, it's crazy. Yeah. You wouldn't expect it to be that big.
I think they only found this, this I did not write down, but I think they only found out about it in 1998. Because they autopsied 10 female cadavers and were like, oh, what is all this business around here? And everyone was going, well, not everyone, but, you know, a lot of people were like, adoy.
Everyone.
Every single time.
They were like, fuck Y2K.
Was like, hey, that's a clitoris. Science geek. Work it out. But, so it's actually not.
And
then
you showed me that horrible picture of it. Anatomical, little clit, like, smacked on a piece of paper, and it was looked like bacon. It was horrible.
Graphic anatomical.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, really, I don't think I want to see that.
No.
I thought it was cool.
It was cool. I do close my eyes sometimes.
And see the clitoral structure staring back.
My eyes are watering, actually. No. Like, currently. I might cry.
Let's remain on the click clock and picture it that way.
It's time to get back to what we were talking about before. Yeah, that's super interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone that's done I mean, there's obviously like shock theatre where people would have sex, but like to explicitly do a whole piece about the female orgasm, not just about sex, is really interesting. And I don't think I've ever heard anyone do that before.
Yeah, it is kind of like a bit of a minefield, and it has been hard to like research, because a lot of performers who do focus on sex, it is about sex as in penetrative sex and having sex and how do you stage sex. Whereas actually I am interested in kind of the fake orgasms as well, and kind of like the performativity of that, and how that then translates into theatre, because obviously in theatre you're performing and you're like putting on a persona, like,
but I think you definitely might do. You know, performing in sex doesn't, it sounds negative, but isn't necessarily. I think is quite performative.
Yeah,
I think almost the only time you aren't performing during a sexual act is when you're masturbating on your own.
Yeah.
I
mean, you might do it to a certain extent, but like, I look ugly as fuck when I masturbate, because when I do all this stuff during sex, I'm never like, I'm always very like conscious of the way my face looks, my expressions, like how I'm holding my body. When I'm masturbating, I look like a feral being.
Oh yeah,
it would not look feral. Hot.
You're gonna end up just going like,
yeah, I'm done.
And your legs, and you like, you finish, and then you're like, how did I get in this position? Like,
sometimes I kind of open my eyes and I'm like under my pillow, under the cover, and I'm like half naked but like one sock on, and I'm like,
oh,
what happened there? Who did I become? Like, I have no memory of it.
No.
Mine is like a really quick job. Like, it ain't sexy at all. Like, literally masturbate. Like, don't even take my pants off sometimes. No. Just like lie there.
Slip your hand out there and see what happens.
Little 1 minute.
But like, the masturbating orgasm hits different to a partnered orgasm.
Oh, 110%. And it's like a lot quicker, but we spoke about this the other day, how like I think I'm like quite lazy, like with myself, like, because I know what's gonna work. I just want to reach that point and like be like, oh, I'm done now I'm happy and I don't have a headache anymore and I can get on with my day. Whereas like with a partner, it is more that like kind of experience,
the journey,
and like like trying to work it out.
Performance, like,
yeah,
I think, obviously, I think saying performance has a bit of a negative connotation. Like, you shouldn't be putting it on when you're having sex with someone. But, like, you do it kind of as for fun.
It can
as
add
well.
To the like, vibe, like, so yeah. much. Like, if you, like, act like you feel sexy AF, exactly. like, you're going to sell it.
If you start kind of having an orgasm with your other partner, you kind of do really, like,
I ramp play it up.
Yeah, you're but, like, hype
it. You're not faking it, but you're kind of ramping it up because you want to let your partner know.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, coming. Because with women, unless you squirt or something like that, when you have an orgasm, it might not be visible. It's not like a someone with a penis ejaculating. You're like, oh, you've had an orgasm.
That's it, silly.
Like, when I have orgasms with partners, I will be, like, very over the top from what I was just... Because I'll probably be making noises beforehand, but I'll be like, there it is!
Surprise!
I've done it!
What you can look for if you want to see if someone's genuinely coming is they tend to get a flushed chest, a flushed face, and for people with vulvas and vaginas, they contractions,
yeah.
like in the legs, in the vulva. You can kind of like see the whole bit.
Yeah, sometimes when I've just orgasmed, if my fingers are inside me, I feel like my vagina like contracting and uncontracting against my fingers, which is the weirdest feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not controlling that. It's just doing it on its own.
It just happens.
Yeah.
It's like wild. With the womanizer. I always feel that. The womanizer, little plug there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Best vibrator in the world.
We all own the womanizer. Hashtag womanizer, hashtag sponsor us.
I was say, if the womanizer ever sponsors us, my life is made.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Too. Imagine, like, unlimited womanizers, have one for every bag.
I'd give them to all my friends as well. Yeah, I'd be like, go and sort yourself out. Like, I ain't giving any more advice.
Here's one. Like, everyone has one.
Oh, that's so good. Womanizers for
all. Womanizers for everyone. This is the Labour government we want.
I should have put womanizer on the soundtrack.
I was going to say, Britney once said womanizer. And that's all I need to say. Yeah. Well, seeing as you just said about your tracks, should we have one of the songs you brought in?
Yeah, I do.
So which one do you want to start off with?
Oh, I feel like maybe do you want to go for the slow one first?
Yeah, go for
Kate
it.
Kate Bush, bit of Kate Bush to ease us in there.
Kate Bush. Amazing.
I love Kate
Yeah,
Bush.
So would you want to intro this track while you brought it in?
I chose this because it is a banger, first and foremost. But also, I'm not sure it's explicitly about an orgasm, but for me, it really replicates that feeling of, like, running up that hill and, like, she's trying to, like, get to something.
So
and then if you, like, closely listen to, like, all the noises she's, like, making in the background, they are very sexual.
Oh, amazing. And listen closely.
Running up that hill by Kate Bush.
Yeah. You're listening to Project XXX on LSR.
I need to get more of that song, like that music, that royalty free sex music. It's my favourite. Yeah. So I think we're going to move on to sex and body image and how that affects your orgasm. Do you want to start us off, Kelsey?
Yeah. So I think with your body image, you do have to focus on like masturbating first and like mm-hmm. work out like what feels nice and like right for you, because that's when you can really get comfortable. I think when you do start straight away trying to experiment with your orgasms with a partner, you straight away go into, oh my god, like what are they thinking, or like what do I look like, or like how does my like tummy feel, like do I smell, like all these things. Whereas if you're by yourself, you can get really comfortable and like relax into it and just kind of figure out what works for you and focus then when you're with a partner on how it feels rather than how you look, because you already know how it's gonna feel.
Oh my god, that's
such solid advice.
Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't really thought about it like
I mean
that.
Yeah. Smell is a really big one that people don't really like to talk about. Yeah. But I am so conscious of my vagina smelling.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I always have been. I think because, like, it's not like the nicest smelling thing in the world. Like, I think from, like, an early age, I was like, is it meant to be like that? I don't know. Like, I know that my vagina is fine.
Yeah.
Like,
it smells like a vagina.
It smells like a vagina. But I'm still, like, very conscious that, like, if someone is going down on me, I'm like, what if they think it's disgusting? What if they can't bear the smell? Like, blah, 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 blah. And when someone doesn't want to go down on me, like, when someone doesn't go down on me, I'm like, it's because I stink.
Oh, Hannah.
I know.
That's
but
their problem.
Exactly. Like, and I know that is not true, and it's just...
I mean, your vulva can change how it smells, how it tastes, how it looks, like, different types of the month, anyway. Mm-hmm. So even if you think, oh my god, it smells really bad down there right now, the next day you might be like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of, it really does.
Yeah, yeah.
And it cleans itself.
It's all about hormones.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it. For so many years, I used to put, like, shower gel on my vagina because I just did not know that you weren't meant to, because that's also something.
It ruins the pH levels.
It does.
Yeah, it's something you're not taught about.
So, yeah, things like vaginal soaps, female hygiene products,
yeah,
all those sorts of things don't. People do not recommend them because, like you said, Kelsey, like, it wax off your pH balance.
Yeah.
And it can just cause like UTIs and cause yeast infections and like get rid of all the good bacteria that's in your vagina and in your vulva. Definitely. That helps clean it out.
It will also then give you a complex. If you like use like strawberry like shower gel one day and you're like, oh great, I smell like strawberries. Yeah. And then the next day your natural fluid arrives and you're like, oh, and then you carry on doing it and it's just a really bad cycle to get into.
Mm-hmm. Pussy gonna smell like pussy.
Yeah,
it's true.
Like, and also it's eat gonna taste it or like pussy.
Yeah, if you are expecting to go near a vagina and be like, why doesn't it not smell like freshly baked cookies? That's on you. Learn to love the taste and smell of a vagina.
Learn to not be a big dumb dumb. I'm like, why would I ever get self conscious? Because like, I have sucked men's dicks that smell and taste.
Oh my god.
Beyond what a dick is meant to.
Well, yeah, exactly.
They're so, like, salty and sweaty, and it's like, I never, like, oh my god, this is so disgusting.
Have you ever gone down on someone and been like, ugh, no thank you, goodbye? Like,
no.
Probably no one's gonna do it to you either. And also, if a guy's sleeping with a girl, he's pretty happy.
True.
Like, there's a vagina in front of them. They're not really that bothered. They're happy. They're in a room with a naked girl. It's a good day.
Yeah.
You know?
We. But yeah, I think body image really can impact an orgasm, especially if it's something that you're very conscious about and you're thinking about it the entire time that you're having sex with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You like, I've done it before where I'm like having sex and I'm like, oh god, do I look good at this angle?
Yeah.
Like, is this bad lighting?
Yeah, light is such a big deal. Like, oh, light on, light off, like light facing us, like light
Moon
on the other
lighting?
Side of the roof. Fairy lights, candle.
Oh, fairy lights and candles.
Yeah, because I love a good mood light. And when I was younger, it would literally just be like, I just associated like sex with like being in the dark, because it's like, it's just something you do in bed in the dark, and that's what it is. Whereas now, like, I don't care, like, light on, like, wherever, whatever.
On the kitchen counter, like,
yeah,
I want to see it. I like a daytime shag.
I love a daytime shag.
You open the curtains and then you're like,
I am. I'm a midday orgasmer. I love a mid-morning lunch show.
I think maybe my 7 p.m. one is correct, but it's a summer 7 p.m. So it's still light outside. Maybe it's golden hour.
Yeah.
So maybe your it doesn't go with daylight savings.
Maybe we've just had, no, it doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't. Maybe we've just had dinner. Maybe we've just had a couple, two, three glasses of wine. And we clamber into a bed.
Maybe like a hammock strung up outside.
Yeah, a sort of conservatory piece of furniture.
Yeah.
And we make sweet love in golden hour at 7 p.m.
In
mid-July.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I was having sex watching the fireworks the other night from my window. That was a wonderful experience. It's like a metaphor.
Yeah, that sounds like romantic.
I actually was shown late 90s, early noughties, like sex ed things, and they described an orgasm as a firework. And they were I think the girl was like masturbating, or like she had a hand on her trousers or something. And then.
What was she doing?
I have no idea. And then fireworks exploded.
No way. I was also told in sex ed that an orgasm was like a firework.
Wait, so you got taught about masturbation in sex
no.
ed?
No.
Not in school sex ed.
No, I just remember asking the teachers what an orgasm was. And she was like, it's like a big firework that builds up inside you and explodes. And I didn't think it is.
No, it's more like water. Running water, that's what I'd say. A constant flow of running water that suddenly smashes the ground.
Wow. No, I like that. Like that. That's like erotic.
Yeah.
What about you, Hannah? What are your orgasms?
I feel like it's like... Is that right?
Yeah, that's hot.
It feels like hot.
Yeah.
Like...
Like pins and needles?
Like pins and needles, and it goes like a sparkler.
God. Oh my god, that's so. This is so hot, yeah. Mine's kind of like, you know, when you go into somewhere and you can't hear the music very well, but you can feel the bass, like in your body.
Oh, yeah.
Like a really bassy song, but like inside.
Yeah.
And then
you open the door.
And then you open the door and it's like neon.
And the bass drops.
Bass drop. Someone's giving you a tequila. It's a good time. That's what
it's like a sloppy night out, is what you're saying.
Basically, it's like me wandering into Viaduct.
Amazing.
Same as an orgasm.
Well, I love Viaduct.
Yeah, me too.
For those who don't know, Viaduct is a gay bar in Leeds.
And it's great.
It's really good.
It's kind of bad, but I love it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's free entry. And that's all you can hope for.
That's all you can hope for. That's just like an orgasm, free entry to a club.
It depends on the orgasm, because honestly, I do have some orgasms sometimes. I'm like, I might as well just go on free entry to a club. Do you know what I mean?
The disappointing orgasm. I feel like it's not talked about enough.
Yeah, when you put so much pressure on it, and then all of a sudden it hits, and you're
you still come. It's not like you've like ruined your orgasm or something. Yeah. You still come, but you're like, oh.
Mm.
I spent ages working on that.
Yeah.
And that was it.
It's like getting a D, like, in an essay.
Yeah.
When you've worked so hard for it.
Well, like getting a D.
Getting the D.
Getting the D. There was a joke in there and it was funny. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Like, when you spend so much time and you're like, no, I'm going to keep pushing through because, you know, I want an orgasm, I want to feel this. And you keep pushing through and it feels like it's been about 3 hours.
Yeah.
You look at the clock, it's been about 5 minutes. Yeah. But in your head, it's been forever. And then you come and you're just like...
Now what?
It doesn't even do anything. You just feel...
Yeah.
I can honestly say I rarely get this, though, you know. Even the underwhelming ones, I'm still kind of like, but I needed that. That was, like, worth it.
Yeah, it's not like it happens to me very often.
Yeah.
But when it does, I'm like... That's
mess. Normally when I've been masturbating a lot.
Yeah, and you're like numb to everything.
Because I think I get disappointing ones if, usually my first one, like the first orgasm, I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep going. And then after that, it gets like better and better and better for me. Like my seventh orgasm is always going to be way better than the first one.
The best orgasms of all is when you go on holiday with your family and you haven't masturbated.
Okay.
While you're on holiday. While you're on holiday.
Listen to me.
Before you make accusations. Okay, guys. When you go on holiday with family and you do not touch yourself and you only think pure thoughts because you're with your family.
Yeah.
Who you love.
Yeah.
platonically.
Yeah.
And then you come home and you come
home. That's also when the best cigarette is.
Oh, true.
When you spend a long time with your family, then you get home and then you have a cigarette and you're like, yeah, that's a good time to be alive.
For sure, but I will, Mum, if you're listening, I do not masturbate while we're on holiday.
All smoke.
Yeah. No, I do not masturbate or smoke when I'm on holiday because I love and respect you. And when would I have the time? It's such busy schedules. Yeah. Thank you.
Love you. Yeah, I can't remember what we were talking about.
Body image.
Body image.
Oh, yeah, anything else to add about body image?
What about sweat?
Oh, I love sweaty sex. This is like a big thing for me. Like, I feel like it's kind of, oh, like you like shouldn't, but like genuinely for me, I'm like, that's like a sign that you're like kind of like going for it, and like
that's
and like feeling like really close to like your partner as well, and like it just makes the body like soft. It's like touch and like slippery. Oh, like there's no point buying oil. Like just kind of just get sweaty.
Improved my like body image for hot sex.
Really?
Yeah, because I was about to say. I get really self-conscious because I'm a sweaty person, like, in general, every day.
It's true.
I'm just quite sweaty. And I do worry about it because I don't want people to look at me and be like while we're having sex, like, you're sweating? Like, we're barely doing anything.
I love it.
But maybe people are seeing me as, like, a slippery, amazing, like,
like, mermaid.
Yes. Like, she was a slip and slide, if you know what
like
I mean.
Like a little slip and slide, yeah.
Yeah, no, I love sex drinks.
Sex drinks sweating.
Sex drinks sweat, am I right? No, I like sweat during sex. But do you ever, like, when you're masturbating on your own, and you have your legs, people can't see this.
What's happening now. She's got her legs up.
And then when you finish, you go like this. It's so wet.
On the back of your knee.
And I look, I can feel it running down my legs when I'm masturbating. Yeah. And then I look at the sheets and it'll be like an actual little puddle where I get very sweaty backs and knees when I'm
when you're doing the deed.
Yeah, when I'm doing the job. I don't know, we can edit that out. That was bad.
That's sex sweat.
Yeah, although once I did have sex with a guy who was sweating so much he had to go and use my towel to like wipe himself and then proceeded to sleep. Yeah. With that towel.
Oh, wow.
So that was like not a good experience.
I'm not
so
that sweaty.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
But like sweat in general, like I can.
But also I find it really attractive when people put like their 110% in.
Yeah.
Even if they're not very good at it.
Mm.
But if they're putting like maximum effort in, I'm still like, this is still hot, this is fine.
Yeah.
Like
and if they're really into it.
Yeah.
And they're really trying their best, then
like if people say to me, oh, you know, I was gonna say no one has, but actually people have. When I say like, oh, what's the best way of doing this? Do you have any advice on like giving head, blah, blah, blah? And I'm just like, even if you don't know what you're doing, just get stuck in.
Be enthusiastic. Yeah. Your best.
Yeah, no one's ever gone, oh, I don't know, she was a bit over enthusiastic about giving me a blowjob.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even if you're not very good, you can still just go ham and see what happens. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like dick size. Like, people have this thing that, like, a big dick is, like, the best thing to have, but actually it's just, like, how you use it. Like, it's nothing to do with the size at all.
It's not the motion in the ocean, it's the size of the wave.
Oh, I love that. We're being so poetic tonight.
Are. This is poetry in the making.
I don't think so.
Like you agree.
I don't think so. I'm not going to lie. Is this slam poetry? I don't like it.
This is slam poetry. Talking about
some poetry, I out some masturbate.
Image. Orgasm? Gasmic. Oh.
Should we have a song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you like, Kelsey?
Let's go for some Rihanna. Oh, I've got Only Girl in the World.
I love Only Girl in the World.
And we should all feel like the only girl in the world when we're mid-orgasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget about the world.
You're listening to Project XXX on LSR.
You're listening to Project XXX on LSR, if you didn't know.
Yeah, you are, baby.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I think something we'd like to talk about as well is we've been talking about the female orgasm. Everybody's talking about the male orgasm, so we're not going to talk about that. But I think we should talk about men and the female orgasm.
Yeah.
And their relationship with it. And all that jazz.
I would like to throw in a quick side note about the male orgasm.
Go on, then.
I think it is really important for men, because I guess they grow up and they only know one way of coming, orgasm, which is just, like, wanking themselves off.
True.
That's how they do it. But there is lots and lots of other ways for men to have pleasure and orgasm. Mm. For example, like the prostate orgasm.
Yeah.
Explore it.
Which, fellas, is not gay.
It's not gay because that's your butthole. or anyone else's butthole, to be honest. And there's just, like, lots of different nipple play. Lots of different pleasures that can happen. So men, don't limit yourself to just fucking. That's all.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Shout out to male orgasm.
I love that.
So anyway, they're trash and they can't make us come. Why?
Kelsey, tell us the reason.
No, I think they can. I think the problem is kind of like a patience thing, and I kind of would maybe like question ourselves in that. Like, being women, we kind of are taught to like not demand things and like to be quiet and not say like, oh, like this isn't right, this isn't satisfying. And I think you do have to have that confidence to like talk to a partner and like discuss it, and also just be really patient with them and yourself. Like, no one like grows up just knowing how to like give someone an orgasm, and especially if they've been with different people and different vaginas, different bits, like everyone's got different things. Like, you just gotta work with it and be patient with each other and not like just expect it straight
and
away.
And if you've found one way of making one woman come, doesn't mean that that's gonna apply to everyone's vulvas, because
no, definitely not.
And unfortunately, sometimes you can tell. This is not just specific to men, but just in general for people who have sex with other people with vulvas, where, like, you can tell that they're trying a tried and tested method to them that they've used on someone else, and they're doing it to you, and they're looking at you like, you're enjoying this, right? And you're like,
no,
it's fine.
It's fine, but, like, obviously you have perfected this on someone else's body and just brought it over to mine, but I need it, like, 2 millimetres to the left and up a bit.
Yeah, you need it, like, to be, like, niche, like, for you. It has to be, like, custom-made. That's what it is. It's not just, like, a one-size-fits-all.
A bespoke orgasm.
Yeah, a bespoke little orgasm.
We are poetic.
So poetic.
But it's true, because everyone also, like, with a vulva also masturbates with different fingers, like, which ones do I masturbate with? My index finger and my middle finger.
Yeah, same. But I never put them inside myself.
Oh, see, that's, I don't, I masturbate with my 2 middle ones, but I never put them inside me either.
Yeah.
I don't actually, like, finger myself.
No, me neither.
I just, it's all clip. All
sometimes clip I do, but not very often, and when I do, I'm always disappointed.
Yeah, because I love being fingered. Like, someone else fingering me is, like, great, but
I think
doing it to myself.
I can't get the reach.
Yeah, I think the angle is not right. Difficult. I've got little arms, little fingers. Like, it's just not right.
I have short hands. I can't get in there. I have another quick statistic. So in the Journal of Sex Research in 2017, they found that 18% of people can orgasm from penetration alone, but 82% of people need clitoral stimulation.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not a thing. I never will, like, reach an orgasm. I love having sex. Like, penetrative sex is, like, still great, and you don't have to have an orgasm to have, like, a great time and enjoy yourself and feel pleasure.
Absolutely.
But it just doesn't happen. And I think it's the same for a lot of people. The clit has to be stimulated in some way.
Mm,
whether that's, like, your partner's, like, I don't know what the bit above is called, but kind of like their
the mons pubis.
Oh, that, like, when that kind of, like, hits your, like, clit, like, as you're having sex, like, that can, like, do it for
me. Or, like,
me.
When you go on top and you can kind of grind.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, there's, like, so many different ways, like, where you can get that stimulation, like, during sex, and you don't have to be, like, a separate, like, a dessert at the end.
I think a lot of people are under the assumption that, like, oh, through penetrative sex you can hit the G-spot, and, like, obviously, like I said earlier, the G-spot is just part of the clitoris, but also the G-spot is quite, like, it's not necessarily in a place that's going to get hit by a penis or something phallic going in, because usually it'll just go straight past it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously you can. You can hit it and kind of, like, stimulate it from penetration, but like your best bet is going to be clitoral.
Yeah, it depends how much time you've
penetration.
Got.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you know what works for you, then you got to ask for it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of men can get offended if you want to, like, masturbate almost, like, during sex, mm-hmm. or use a sex toy during sex, like, yeah. it isn't enough, but it's just, like, it's like an addition. It's like a side yeah. piece.
Yeah.
For the sex, it's like, yeah, I've got my main meal. I'm eating it and I'm enjoying it, but, like, you know,
I want some.
I wanted some naan bread for the curry because it's...
That's a good
idea. I need to mop it up with something.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Sir, do you have any black pepper?
Yeah.
Like, it tastes amazing. But I just want like.
Have you got any sprinkles for this ice cream? Like.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. If you're gonna get the full shebang, like I want that as well. So like, exactly. if that requires a little bit of an extra thing in there, just like you shouldn't feel like emasculated or kind yeah. of like not good enough.
Just
like,
because
you just can... embrace it, yeah. and you'll probably have a great time as well. Like it'll just enhance everything. It'll make you feel closer. Yeah. Like it'll be beautiful.
And
do
also,
it.
There is nothing hotter than watching a woman come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like. It's a sight to behold. So you should want that to see it. Like, even if you're not making someone else come, just because you want to make them come and you're a nice person, even if you just want it for pure, your own sexual gratification, yeah. it's hot to watch a woman come. So you might as well go for it.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to, like, talk about sex, like, not always as, like, penetrative sex as well, that, like, sex can be, like, so many different things and, like, touching and, like, exploring, like, different parts of your body and, like, each other's body and just getting to know that as well, because it's, like, you kind of, even, like, the word like foreplay, like that is still sex,
yeah,
like that is still great. Like, why is it that like penetration is like the final product? Like, for me, that's not the final like thing that happens. No. Like,
and also it's very heteronormative,
yeah,
because some people don't have any, you know, like some people are gay,
yeah,
surprise. And some
what
people, no, I'm sorry, Hannah, it's true.
This is the first one hearing of this.
And like, it's not the be all and the end all to have penetrative penis and vagina sex, and that doesn't mean that the rest isn't sex, and it doesn't mean that the rest isn't pleasurable. I have some more statistics, sorry.
Go for it.
So in the same report by the Archives of Sexual Behaviour, bisexual men and gay men have 88% to 89% of have orgasms when they're having sex, and for women, bisexual women have 66% likely to have an orgasm, but lesbians are 86% like report that they orgasm every time.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Because, and I think a lot of that is to do with communication, because I think women are more up for communicating like with each other about what they want, and also because you don't see that much lesbian sex, you kind of have to talk about it to be like, what are we doing?
Yeah
for
and
sure.
I think that same thing should be applied to heterosexual sex. Like, you know, what's hot, what's not hot about sitting down and being like, so what should we do to each other?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you like? What's your thing? Like,
communication.
I like this. Touch me like this.
Mm. So I was watching Friends with Benefits a couple of days ago with people I live with, and there's this bit in it where Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. Basically, they're friends and they're like about to have sex, and when they have sex, they're like, I like it like this, I like it like that, do this and do that, like, because it's meant to be funny, because you're not meant to do that during sex, because it's like, because they're friends, they're being like very upfront with what they want, so they're not like, there's no dying around it. But I was just watching it like, dang.
Yeah, there's
nothing. That looks really good. Like, I want someone to be like, kiss me there. I don't like it if you touch this, but I do like it if you touch that.
Yeah.
Like, this is how I want things, because I would love like a manual for every person I'm sleeping with, because people are too scared to say it, and I'm too scared to say stuff sometimes.
Yeah, me like, too. I mean, I'm usually quite like forward with it, because I'm like, if you think it's lame that I'm telling you what to do, then this is not going to work anyway, and I don't want to sleep with you. So usually I'm like, I like this.
Yeah.
I'm not there, touch me here, no, wait, flip me over, like whatever.
Mm.
But sometimes I am like, actually I don't want to I don't want it to come across critical. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, no, that's bad. Don't do that. So I do have to be quite conscious about being like, actually, can you? I think it's hotter if you do it like up here.
Yeah.
Actually, that feels really good if you do it this way instead. And kind of just like building, almost like building your own language about how to talk about your own pleasure.
Yeah, for sure.
I think maybe like approaching it in ways of like exploration rather than like being like bossy with it, like this is what I like, because like with different partners different things might like get you off differently. Like someone might be great with their mouth, like another person might like be really good at like shagging you from behind, like everyone like has different things that feel like better. So I just think maybe like approaching like, do you want to like try this, do you want to see how this feels, rather than, because if I like reached orgasm like with a partner and the way that I reached orgasm by myself, my sex life would be so boring. It'd literally be like a minute of me with like stiff legs, like
having like a base plan and building upon it with each partner you meet. Do you know what I mean? So you're like, I know I like this, so I definitely want these things to happen.
And then we can try other things.
And then you kind of build it up. And then when, when you've slept with, like, 4,000 people and you're, like, 86 years old, you're like, I have a full repertoire of, like,
oh, my God. I'm going to start making a book.
Yeah.
And, like
a burn book.
But, like...
The map of Hannah.
Yeah.
The pleasure map of Hannah.
the pleasure map of Hannah. I can't speak. Let's have a song instead so I don't have to talk. Which one should we have, Kelsey?
Let's do Satisfaction. Oh, we've got to do it by now. It should have happened sooner.
So this is Satisfaction by Benny Benassi.
It needs no explanation.
And then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me and then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction. Satisfaction. Satisfaction.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
I love that song. That was great.
It's basically like the clitoris is talking to you. Yeah. That's how I like to interpret.
Push me, touch me, so I get myself.
Yeah. Shit. And then all the noises are like, I'm so stressed and like, boom, 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 boom.
And it's also, as Freya was saying, like her, like the bassy orgasm.
Yeah. That song's got the bassy orgasm bass to it.
True. Okay, so now we've got 5 minutes left. Okay. So we're going to probably rush through this, but well, not too rushed, but we're going to do Kelsey's Desert Island Dishes, for those who don't know what that is, which will be probably all of you. Desert Island Dish is something that we created where it's three people you take to a desert island with you. The first one is someone you'd like to be a lifelong partner. Maybe the sex isn't there anymore, but you love them and you think someone you'd think you'd have a really good time with. Second is someone you just want purely for physical reasons, like maybe you don't actually
sex.
Yeah, you're not even that bothered about talking to them really, you just want to fuck.
Okay.
And then the third one is someone you really want to go on like hot steamy dates with, like maybe that you just don't ever sleep together, maybe you have a little kiss at the end of the day, but you're living for the tension.
Okay.
Maybe it's someone that you think is like almost too sexy.
Okay, can I answer that one now?
Yeah.
That one is definitely Harry Styles. Like current Harry Styles, not like pre-pubescent.
So he's too hot for you. You just want the tension.
Yeah, he's so hot. Like I love his clothes, like everything about him. He's like would be so intimidating. I just think, I just love like his new video, like where he's all sweaty. Like I would love to be in the middle of that massive
the sex sweat.
Hunky people.
Amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So definitely Harry Styles.
Okay, what about your animalistic?
Can I say someone fictional?
Yeah, of course you can.
I think I'm gonna go with Jon Snow.
Honestly,
from Game of Thrones, because he's kind of like boring, but like I'd want to just like see what it was like. And that shot when he's got like his little like peachy bum, like when they're having sex on the boat, and it's like incest, but it's brilliant.
And then when he like him and Ygritte have sex in that cave, and she's like, oh, I liked it when you kissed me. I liked it. When did you do that? And he's like, I just want to kiss you. I just want to kiss you everywhere, and I want to kiss you down there.
That's hard.
And he goes down on her.
I couldn't have a conversation with him, but I think he would be great in bed. But, like, specifically Jon Snow, like, I don't find Kit Harington attractive, which is so weird. I mean, and probably some weird
fictional. It's because he's, like, moody and, like, gloomy, but he's,
and
like,
boring.
He's a bad boy with a good heart, but he's not really bad. He's, like, very honourable.
Yeah.
He's almost too good, but he's got a good heart.
Good for his own sake, and it's cold up north,
and he's fit,
and he's sexy.
And what about your marriagey companion?
Oh, you know what? I'm sticking to my like Game of Thrones theme now. Okay. This one is a real person though, Jason Momoa. I think
he's mine.
Yay! Well, we can't share him, but
I mean, you could just lend him to us for a fuck, and then we can give him back for companionship.
Yeah, because I want him to be my husband, so he can cheat on me. It's fine, but I just love him.
it's like a polyamory sort of situation.
Oh yeah, definitely him, and he's like a big like slab of man.
He's
like,
so big, there's enough to go around.
Yeah,
all three of us.
And I want to live in Hawaii, so that's where my desert would
Jason
be.
Jason. Oh, what would our islands be like?
Oh, mine would be very like tropical, warm but not too warm. They're like waterfalls, and like for no reason at all, I've always got a mojito in my hand, and it never runs out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how I'm gonna get Jon Snow to Hawaii.
Maybe there's for some reason like a mountain with a lift. Because you're not walking up there every single time you want to shag.
No.
Running up that hill.
Running up that hill, literally.
To make a deal with Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then Harry Styles is on the other side, because he's when you reach the Enlightenment period.
Wow. Although this
maybe
like
they
a
all
lot
morph
running around,
into
but
each other. Maybe they're just one, like, hybridity, like, type style monster. Where they just change.
Oh my God.
That's
a hunger.
That's weird.
That's hot.
Yeah.
They're great answers. Really good. I like the inclusion of a fictional character. That's something we haven't had before.
We haven't had that before.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I mainly fancy fictional people.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Is there something sexy about them not being real?
Yeah, because I think, like, the real part, it's this whole, like, performative thing again, isn't it?
You are a theatre student, darling. It's like role play with someone who is always in their role play.
Yeah, like, you never know what you're going to get.
Role play.
I think that's hot.
Yeah, I think that's hot. You know, and there's something hot about like fucking someone when it's really cold, yeah, because you actually get warmer when you're naked and like your skin's skin.
Oh, that's because the window open.
I want the only thing I want for my life. If anyone ever comes to you and is like, "What do you think Freya would like, sex wise?" You're like, "This is what she wants." So like, faux fur rug, roaring fire, cabin, cute, young Burt Reynolds, moi.
Mojito?
Obviously. And nights of passion. That's
all I want. Yeah, I do have like cabin, like fever. Chalet girl. Cabin. Oh. Like chalet girl, like you kind of thing where you like go through ski season for some reason.
Like, I don't. Hot tub in the snow, but you get into it nude, so I can't it's okay. Ski.
Yeah, and then you have like. And you like meet and then you like sing karaoke at like New Year's.
High School Musical. We only have 30 seconds left. Your High School Musical fantasy is going to have to be for another time.
Troy. I don't even think that feels hot.
Thank you very, very much for coming on, Kelsey.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
It's been so fun. I loved having someone chat about orgasm.
Me too.
It's my favourite thing to do.
Yeah, it's my favourite hobby.
Oh, mine too. Anyway, join us next week for whatever we're doing next week.
Sexy, sexy talk.